Tell me, what time is it?
It's just 12 noon.
Yesterday.
Today. For a moment.
Right now. Coming up in 90 minutes. The last few weeks. Unforgettable era, the golden age of...
Time. That great mystery of time. The silent, never-resting thing called time. Rolling, rushing on, swift, like an all-embracing ocean tide, on which we and all the universe swim like apparitions, which are and then are not.
Mountain, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Good afternoon. This hour.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock.
This week.
Today when?
It's 9:30 and 12.
And today. Good afternoon, it's 2 o'clock.
Back in June.
Today.
Every day.
In the spring.
Good evening.
28-year-old.
Good morning.
That's 6. Tonight.
Grind slowly on. Take decades to develop.
Earlier today.
In our last
in
half hour.
In June, on May 1st.
A sense of urgency.
This past April.
Tell me, did you notice anything just then?
Only a noise, a humming noise, nothing else.
And what time is it?
You just asked me, old man. It's... That's funny.
What?
My watch says 11 o'clock. I could have sworn it was noon a moment ago.
At a better time.
On Thursday?
But this hour. Yesterday's.
Long before.
Over the last 2 weeks.
Overnight.
This afternoon.
7 years.
Last Friday.
This evening.
Before.
Last May.
Right now.
Tomorrow morning.
In the 1970s.
At the time.
About an hour ago.
Of the century.
Coming up.
In the past.
Time and space came into existence 14.5 billion years ago. It began in the Big Bang, and the universe has been expanding ever since then.
Sun hopping across the sky, leaping swiftly across it every second and every second marking a day. I saw the moon spinning through her quarters like a ball, from new to full, all in the twinkling of an eye. Trees grew and blossomed like puffs of smoke and then passed away, and all the while we were going faster, and now our pace was a year a second, so that second by second the white snow flashed across the world and was followed by the bright, brief spring.
We'll be right back.
very long time in the future, the sun has gone out. As the universe runs down, everything gets cooler. Artificial life could survive this temperature dropping down. Artificial life extending a billion, billion, billion years into the future. Eventually, the atoms in the universe will become infinitely dispersed. The universe will basically become empty. It will blow itself apart. The universe goes on expanding.
No warning, I suddenly felt very dizzy. I found it hard to breathe. In minutes, I was standing in front of a darkened door, ringing a bell.
We now define the second in terms of...
Tell me, what time is it?
It's just 12 noon.
Something funny seemed to be going on. I had the feeling of having seen all this before, even though it was all happening for the very first time.
We now define the second in terms of vibrations of a cesium atom. ...1,192,631,770 vibrations of an electron in this particular atom. We now define the second in terms of... 9,192,631,770 vibrations of a cesium atom. We can perceive down to about a tenth of a second. We see our present as the gap between the past and the future. From our point of view, it's continuously moving. Deconstruct the sentences that we use, you'll see they imply a universal now. Now we are talking, and that's the now that's at least universal to the two of us. The universal now is embedded in our language because it's embedded in our thought processes. But it's actually ultimately wrong. There's no such thing as a universal now. If we're close together and we're at rest with respect to each other, our nows are the same. If we're far apart and we're moving, or you're in a strong gravitational field and I'm not, then our nows are not the same. Different people's nows are inevitably different.
Tell me, what time is it?
You just asked me, old man. That's funny.
What?
My watch says 11 o'clock. I could have sworn it was noon a moment ago.
Then, just as it had happened before, I heard that weird ringing in my ears. Everything got blurred before my eyes.
This is the way we think. We're in this room. The room is three-dimensional. We have time, which is running forward. If we want a more sophisticated view, we have to think of four-dimensional space. The past is simply one bit of that four-dimensional space. Future is one bit of that four-dimensional space. Past and future are two different aspects of the same thing, space-time.
Thank you. Space.
Time. Space.
Time is only a kind of space. Time is only a kind of space. If we can move about in all the other dimensions of space, why not in time, too? Why not in time, too? Why not in time?
Is time travel possible? There are several answers to this. Answer one, time travel into the past is possible. You can't alter things that have happened in the past, but you could have complete access to everything that's happened in the past. You can only see the past as a movie. More subtle answer, and that is that time travel into the past is possible by this many worlds theory. There are doors that we did not open, but in another universe we did open those doors.
I had the same dizzy feeling I'd had earlier in the evening. I'm almost certain that I blacked out.
Time is not a linear process, but it's a branching process.
That correspond to every outcome.
Intersecting strands of time, garden of forking paths.
In some universes, things happen. In some universes, things don't. There are doors we didn't open.
Now comes the more interesting answer. Time travel is irrelevant because time really is an illusion.
Time is an illusion.
We might be seeing a sequence of events, but that's only because our consciousness takes us through those events in sequence. We can't step back far enough to see that, in fact, everything is there.
Time is but a dream.
Time is a trick our consciousness plays on us.
Most of us acknowledge the idea that life is but a dream. We are not quite ready to accept the notion that time, too, may be nothing more than an illusion.
Time's a dream.
Can't step back far enough to see everything. It's there.
Future.
My name is Peter Watson. Professor of Physics.
Testing, testing.
Tell me, what time is it?
Yeah.
It's 4 minutes to 12 at the moment.
6:15.
It's 10:07 a.m.
I think it's noon right now.
10 p.m.
7:30-ish.
My watch says 2 minutes past two.
Time stops everything from happening at once.
Time stops everything happening simultaneously.
And the mind would in fact be a sort of time machine. Because it's arranging events for us. It's simplifying the universe.
We might be suffering from information overload if we have to cope with all of our lives at once.
Time is just a trick our consciousness plays on us. Our consciousness lets us see only a very small slice of the universe at any given time.
Second or two, I had the same whirling feeling I'd had earlier in the evening. This time I knew what it meant. I felt strangely excited, exhilarated, impatient for the thing to happen. Now, if I could only get myself to land at that exact point in time that I was looking for. Every period of time that ever was, is, or will be, is out there someplace waiting for us to put ourselves into it, if we wish. Some specially gifted person might one day penetrate the barrier of time and do what now seems impossible. Do you suppose that one of you, listening at this moment to my voice, might be the very one to do this? Might be the very one to do this. Might be the very one to do this.
Tick tock, 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 tick